Okay, turn the page. Breathing and discipline. You will see this in the class, but in the breathing we do something called 4x4. So if you can all kind of stand up right now, we'll demonstrate it. And we breathe before and after every class because it's a major part of gathering your energy. So stand relaxed. All I want you to do is breathe in when I say start for 4 seconds and hold it, and then when I say exhale, exhale. And we'll do it immediately. It's called square breathing. I want you to breathe in through your stomach, not through your chest. So let your stomach expand. Ready? Just breathe in deeply. And breathe out for 4 seconds. Breathe in again, deep. And out. One last time in. And out. Thank you very much. Sit down. It's called square breathing. In for four, out for four. But they don't do it standing there. They might do it kneeling. They might do it in the middle stance. They might do it while they're punching. They might do it while they move their hands. And you will see that in the class you take this afternoon. The breathing changes dramatically. Some of you are still breathing like this. Took in about 2 ounces of air. I want you to breathe as deep as you possibly can to exchange the air in your lungs, and I want you to exhale as hard as you can for 4 seconds. Because on some of the exhaling, you're asked to exhale and count 4 times. Exhale and key out for 4 seconds. Exhale all the air in your lungs. Okay? The next type of breathing is called cubed breathing. And it's for Black Belt Club only. And it's 4x4x4. Cubed. Breathe in for 4, you hold for 4, and you exhale for 4. People who are really into breath control do this for about 32 in, 32 hold, 32 exhale, controlling their breath. That way they also control their heartbeat, they also control their bleeding if they are cut. They absolutely can stop or diminish the amount of bleeding they're experiencing in an accident through breath control because they can slow the pace of their heart. Okay, is it important? I don't know. If you feel stressed, maybe you should learn to breathe properly. If you're having any type of health problems, maybe you should start breathing properly. But breathing has been a part of the martial arts for thousands of years, and most of you don't teach it in your schools. How many actually have a breathing program in your school right now that you're happy with? Okay, one person, okay? This is a major part of martial arts, and your explanation is it allows you to gather all your internal strength, combine it with your external power, and focus it into one small point. And that's why we practice the breathing control. Plus, the health benefits are unbelievable. Okay? Any question on any of those differences? You will see and feel the differences today when we take class.